Good morning, everyone. Welcome to today's podcast. We have a lot to talk about. We have, as you could tell, instead of waving flag, which has appeared in the last two episodes, we came up with the Three Lions, It's Coming Home song, because that seems to be the norm around this World Cup with England's surprising success. I'm an England boy. My dad was born in England, so while majority of my family was born in Scotland, dad was that lone one that was born in England, so I do have some English heritage in me, so I would definitely like to see England come away with the Jules Rimet Trophy. But like I said, we got a lot to talk about. We have how England got to the semifinal, how did Croatia, and how did France and Belgium make it on the other side, as well as some slight hiccups in the Real Madrid transfer of Ronaldo over to Juventus. We will talk about that today, so it'll be a brief podcast because I would like to finish this before today's semifinal at 2 p.m. So with that being said, here we go. So big day today with the World Cup semifinal happening between France and Belgium. France advanced to their third ever World Cup semifinal, the last time being in 2006, where they would eventually go on to fall to Italy in the final on penalties. The whole Zidane incident with the headbutt. So France are hoping to wash those memories away with the win today and then hopefully a win on Sunday. They advanced after beating Uruguay 2-0. We all know that Uruguay was not at full strength with Edinson Cavani on the bench. Unfortunately, that most likely was a definite factor, but France put on a great performance. They will face a tough Belgium team today who stunned Brazil. Brazil were likely favorites, while Belgium was definitely going to give Brazil a run for their money. Belgium pulled it out and had a 2-0 lead at halftime. And one of the most dangerous players in the open field, Kevin De Bruyne, he definitely was an impact player in that game against Brazil. And then Thibaut Courtois making some incredible saves as well. So France and Belgium, who do we have? You know what? Whoever comes out of this, I will not be surprised. Mainly because both have incredible players on each side of the pitch. France with Pogba and Mbappe, as well as Griezmann. And then Belgium with Lukaku. Company in the back, Courtois in goal, De Bruyne in the middle. It'll be really interesting to see who comes out of this. I do not think that this game will go into added extra time. I do think, though, I'm calling it now, that there will be a late winner. By late, I mean within the last 10 minutes of the game plus stoppage time. So that is my take on what will happen in that game. I do not think, though, to be honest, if Belgium comes out on this, I honestly don't think they win the World Cup. If France come out on top, I think France has a better shot at winning the World Cup. But that's just my opinion. We've seen a lot of crazy things happen in this World Cup so far. Who's to say something crazy is going to happen? Who knows? And on the other side of the bracket, we have England and Croatia. Croatia came back, tied things up after a great Russian goal by Cheryshev. And then they took the lead in added extra time in the 100th minute. And despite their keeper getting hurt towards the end of regular time, despite a lot of their players dropping like flies because of, extreme, they've played two back-to-back games that went to penalties. They were able to, and not only that, Russia scoring late in the second half of added extra time to send things into penalties, Croatia somehow, some way, was able to pull out a win in penalties and send the host for a short trip home. However, England is riding an incredible high after another great performance all around. While Harry Kane did not score, another Harry did. And there's just something about this England team that just screams World Cup champions. I don't know if it's the youth on their team, but I honestly think that despite France being on the other side of the bracket and them having a lot of top talent, I do believe England has the best shot at winning the World Cup title and bringing football home. I think the youth will definitely play a factor in England's match against Croatia tomorrow, mainly because Croatia, like I said, they were dropping like flies towards the end, and they've played two games that have gone a full 120 minutes plus penalties. So, unfortunately, I think it's the end of the road for Croatia, but I know they will definitely put up a fight with players like Mandzukic, Modric, and Perisic, and the goalkeeper, Subasic, is an incredible player, so I think England will come out on top. As I just talked about, Croatia had to beat the Russians in penalties to advance to play England, but with that being said, in regards to the host nation, Russia, yes, there's a lot of controversy around how they got this World Cup. There's a lot of controversy around the nation itself with in regards to political talks. But for the past, not even, 4 or 5 weeks, we have seen a different side of Russia. And it is because of their love. Their fans have been incredible. Their team has put out an incredible story. It would have been nice to see them make their first semifinal since being the Soviet Union. But unfortunately, the beautiful game is kind of cruel. But it was great to see the performances and stories that were made by this Russian soccer team. And what a great run. I think some of the best goals of the tournament came from Russia. In fact, I can think of three right off the top of my head. In the very first game. And the last game. Actually, both goals from the last game, to be honest. The one that sent it into penalties. And then the opening goal in the 30th minute. I think this is a taste of what we're going to see in the future, and come around Euro 2020, I think we will definitely see this Russia side again perform extremely well, and they might make a deep run in Euro 2020, so we shall see. But as a soccer fan, thank you, Russia, for not only putting on a great World Cup, but for your soccer team putting on a great performance week in, week out, in each game. Thank you. As we talked about in the last podcast, there was speculation that Cristiano Ronaldo, after Portugal getting knocked out of the World Cup, that one of the greatest players in the world, maybe of all time, is leaving Real Madrid to go to Juventus. There's supposed to be an announcement on Saturday. There was not. So, when is it going to happen? I honestly think it's still going to happen. I just think they're going to wait to see how this World Cup ends up. I honestly think they jumped the gun a little bit wanting to make this major signing in when the World Cup was still going on. To be honest, I think they will wait until after. That way, all eyes can be on the World Cup, because it's as much as you like to talk about these kinds of things, it is very difficult. I wouldn't say difficult. I think these kinds of things distract from the big picture, and the big picture right now is the World Cup. Yes, Ronaldo is a incredible figure in the sport, but all eyes need to be on the World Cup right now. We really honestly can't be concerning ourselves with what Cristiano is doing, because, believe me, once that final whistle blows and all eyes are taken away from Russia, we all know we're going to be looking at Ronaldo and Messi what they did wrong, what's next for them in their international careers. So the topic of his transfer is definitely going to come up after the World Cup. So I think it will be best if Ronaldo waits to announce his incredible signing with Juventus after this World Cup is over. So that's my take on that. So with all the stats that have been put out there, with all the stories that we've witnessed about this World Cup, like I said, we're down to the final four. So who will win? France, Belgium, Croatia, or England? As a fan of the game and where my, quote, heritage is, I would like to say England. But when it comes to talent on paper, yes, England has a lot of talent. But I think France has the best chance on paper because of all the players that they have. I mean, they're definitely going to get the best young player out of Mbappe. There's no doubt about that. So, but who knows? We've seen a lot of crazy, crazy things happen this World Cup. So, I mean, a lot of, you know, I think there have been, of the 157 goals scored, I believe 41 of them have been scored past the 75th minute mark. There have definitely been a lot in stoppage time, that's for sure, and including the two goals scored and added extra time in the Russia-Croatia game. So, who knows? Belgium could be up 3-2, and France could pull a Manchester City and score two goals in stoppage time in advance. Croatia can go to a third straight penalty shootout and win, and then get blown out by Belgium in the final. We do not know what's going to happen. I think that's the beauty of the sport, and you know that's why they play the game. So, with all that being said, you know, be sure to tune in today and tomorrow at 2 p.m. to watch France and Belgium today at 2, and then England and Croatia at 2 tomorrow to see who will advance to the World Cup final. It's very, very, you know, by this time next week, by Monday the 16th at 10:50 a.m., World Cup is over. And just like that, it's back to Premier League, La Liga, some MLS. You know, it's been a great World Cup, so let's hope that this greatness can continue for the next couple of days, and we'll look on back. And this definitely has been the best World Cup ever, so at least we can take that away from this year's World Cup. Still sticking with some soccer news, this story has captured the world in the past few weeks. Of course, I'm talking about the boys in Thailand who are stuck in the cave. Reports from about a couple hours ago say that all 12 boys, as well as their coach, is out, and they're working on getting the remaining 3 Thai Navy SEALs and one doctor that was trapped with them. I guess they stayed to help out with, you know, teach the kids, you know, look, check up on the kids while they waited to be rescued once they were found. With that being said, you know, those kids have shown incredible perseverance. We wish them nothing but the speediest of recoveries. FIFA did reach out to Thailand and say that if those boys are out before the World Cup final on the 15th, they are invited. Well, that definitely looks possible, with all of them being out today. Based on reports from doctors, they need to wait at least a week. So unfortunately, if you know they wait a week, they won't be able to go to the World Cup final. But I do hope that they get a chance to either meet the winning team from the World Cup, see and hold the World Cup trophy, something World Cup related. Maybe get their favorite player to come and see them, who knows. But if they're unable to go to Russia for the final, I think FIFA should still continue to do something to just help get those boys, you know, back on the right path and help them forget about that, you know, horrible experience they've been going through these past few weeks. A great, great story. We definitely can't wait to hear, what once all the boys are healthy, what they have to say about how they survived and how they, you know, helped each other throughout this entire ordeal. We definitely want to definitely thank the lone SEAL who passed away and trying to help save these boys. We cannot forget about that. But again, ending on a great note, it's great to see those boys, that they're all out and safe, and we hope that the rescue efforts will continue to get those remaining guys out there who helped keep those boys and that coach safe. So with that being said, we will definitely be doing an episode after Wednesday's match, maybe Thursday on Friday, previewing the World Cup final. So with that being said, enjoy the next 2 days, and hopefully whoever you want to see wins.